It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Listen, I remember you now. Sorry, talking to my adoring fans here. It is Lee Matthews, and I'm coming to you live from H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. They're having their big summer expo right now, so you're going to hear all kinds of great deals. You're also going to hear from some of the vendors we're going to be speaking with. They're going to be telling us about some of the new wares that they want you to know about, and you'll also get an opportunity to come by and try them before you buy them. Right here at H&H Shooting Sports on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 is the number to call. You can also email me to lmatthews@freedom969.com. You'll find me on Facebook and on X as well. And that about covers it. We've got a lot of things to chat about today, too. What'd you think of Trump's speech last night? I think what Trump was trying to do and what he is doing is he's begun the last rung of his marketing campaign to get the Save America Act passed. I think he went a long way with it because he created the image that everything we keep hearing about our elections is not accurate. When we hear that everything about our elections is solid and there is no cheating and there is no outside influence, it's wrong. Now, we don't have to worry about it as much here in Oklahoma, even though Oklahoma is mentioned in some of the documentation that he mentioned last night and some of the documentation that he brought up from the FBI and the CIA. But none of the documentation was as bad as some of the stuff they found in California and New York and Illinois. Speaking of which, National Rifle Association wants to go after Illinois' waiting period law. Will they be successful? It's Firearms Friday, also brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports. The NATO members were all given a very special 357 Magnum pistol, a Turkish-made 357 Magnum pistol. Some of the members went, thanks. you couldn't have gotten me, you couldn't have gotten me a Colt or a Taurus. and then some said, we don't allow any guns in our country. So I don't know what you want me to do with this other than use it as a boat anchor. Some were grateful, but we're going to get into 357s and why they are one of the more versatile handguns you can have in your collection on Firearms Friday a little later on in the show here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And I don't know whether to be impressed or horrified. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Department were ringing up a guy for possession of meth, and he had a very unusual place to store that meth. Maybe you got some sheriff's deputies here who are working security. Maybe they knew about that. I don't know. But I don't know whether to be impressed or horrified. And one Oklahoman wants there to be a licensing process for autism. So if you want, they can get you an autism identification card so that you can present it at various scenarios so people will go, oh, okay. But then that brings up medical privacy. So we'll get into that, too. The number is 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 with Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. I'm Lee Matthews, and I'm here along with
Ryan Daniels.
Hey, Ryan, nice to meet you. You told me you're a fan of the program.
Yes, sir. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, you're not just a listener. You're also a vendor here, too, with
yes,
Colt.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And what are the other guns that you represent?
We've got Taurus and Remington, a handful of others, like the Italian Firearms Group. But really, every big brand's here. There's a huge sale going on today at H&H. And if you want to shoot anything that you've never actually gotten a chance to, today's your day.
You don't have any Turkish guns, do you?
I don't,
okay, all right. Someone gave me a Turkish 357. I don't know what I'd do. I'd be coming to you to trade it in on something.
That's right. Well, they do take trade-ins here. And like I said, you get a chance to shoot anything that you've never shot before.
Can you tell me maybe some of the newer things that Taurus or Colt are wanting people to know about?
We just got some really great deals right now. H&H is definitely one of the leaders in our sales. So just come down and see us.
And where's your booth?
Actually, right by the shooting range.
Okay, so if you want to try before you buy, you can.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. Glad to have you along on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Let's get things started now with an email from Walter. Walter says there's a devastating new poll that just dropped for Hakeem Jeffries, finding the 2026 U.S. House race among likely voters at 51% Democrat, 49% Republican, a mere 2-point margin. Now, that's per Harris X. That's below what they need to win the majority. Democrats led Trump's first midterm by over 8 points, and the latest inside elections forecast finds Republicans at 215, Democrats 206. The GOP needed merely 3 toss-ups to hold the trifecta. Hakeem Jeffries must be furious tonight. We must keep pushing. That's from Walter, who, Walter, I hadn't checked your statistics, but I have no reason to doubt them. Thanks a lot for sending that in to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And we are here at H&H Shooting Sports for their summer expo. I was talking to one of the owners earlier today. He was telling me that this year has already surpassed last year, and tomorrow will probably surpass today. So it's today and tomorrow at H&H Shooting Sports. Meet factory reps like Randall that we just talked to. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes. In fact, Esther just gave away some range bags. I've got some prizes to give away a little later in the program. Also, I've got some cookies from Okie Dokie Bakery. They are... I don't want to tell you they're the wrong kind of cookie, but they're the type of cookie that has stuff in them. So I don't think they're macarons, but they're big cookies, and they have all kinds of different flavors. So thanks to Okie Dokie Bakery for providing us those. Also, we have some great tunes from Mannheim Steamroller. They did a whole patriotic album this year. We've got the CDs of those albums to give away, and also Firearms Friday a little later on in the program, right here at H&H Shooting Sports. The biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, and it's going on today and tomorrow at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian. Come by. They're open till 9 o'clock tonight. I think the vendors are going to be here till 7, so you still have time to get out of work and come on by and enjoy some of the savings and enjoy some of the information they've got to give to you. Got the latest on Iran. Iran realizes that they're playing chess, but they don't seem to understand that Trump is not the kind of chess player that's easily distracted, particularly by stuff that is off the board. Now, the Persians invented chess, from what I understand, or the Romans invented chess and brought it to Persia. Doesn't matter. What matters is the United States usually goes in with lightning tactics and shock and awe. And the Iranians are Persians. Their tactics are more, let's make a move and then wait and see what the opponent does. And then we'll make another move and see what the opponent does. And what they seem to be underestimating is the ability to wait out someone like Trump, because Trump's not going to let you wait him out. If you don't move in his direction, he's either going to completely walk away or he's going to manipulate the situation to get what he wanted in the first place. Now, he's not walking away from this because he's got too much invested in it. And he's got the entire Gulf states that are wanting him to make his move. He's got the Israelis wanting them to make wanting him to make his move. So I really don't think the Iranians are aware of what they're up against, or at least are underestimating what they're up against. And they're trying to distract him with things that are not on the board. For instance, he's blowing up their ability to attack shipping. Well, they are then trying to attack the Gulf states, thinking that they will change the mind of the Gulf states, or they will threaten Trump's stability with those Gulf states. And it's not working, because they are retaliating themselves. because Trump is giving them the coordinates of what to hit. So they underestimated that. They are trying to threaten the shipping channel, thinking that, okay, that will drive up the insurance rates, and that will interrupt global shipping, and then that will cause economic chaos in the region and in the world, and they'll blame Trump. It's not happening, because every time they hit the shipping, Trump retaliates by destroying more of their ability to hit the shipping. And now we're at the point where Trump is, okay, if you don't want to talk things over, we're going to hit your power grid, and we're going to hit it bad. And you know what? We've got enough artificial intelligence, and we've got enough smart weapons where we can hit it and only blow up half of it and see what you think. And if you're still giving us trouble, we'll blow up the other half. Meanwhile, the Iranians are like, wait, no, but look over here. Look over here. We're going to attack this. We're going to attack. And Trump is, I don't care. I don't care. So they're playing chess, and they're trying to distract Trump with stuff that's not on the board. And when I say that, I mean figuratively. They're trying to distract Trump from things he doesn't even care about in the first place. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Also, a report shows Iranians want the regime to change. A confidential report prepared for Iran's presidency is raising consequential questions for Washington and its allies. Do extraordinary levels of public anger and support for systematic change justify reassessing whether the Islamic Republic may be more vulnerable to regime change than previously believed? The classified document, which is believed to have been smuggled out of Iran through the Israeli Secret Service, What Iran Wants, reportedly found that only 9% of respondents supported maintaining the status quo, 53% calling for fundamental or structural reforms, and more than 19% favoring change in the political system outright. Taken together, nearly three-quarters of those surveyed reportedly support either a deep structural reform or replacement of the existing system. Findings that could strengthen arguments that Iran's political crisis has moved beyond dissatisfaction and individual leaders or policies. Protesters have been marching in Tehran yesterday and today and seem to be emboldened by the fact that nobody is attacking them. Will that change? We don't know yet. Iran Wire on Monday reported that it had obtained the document, which was compiled by Ali Rabaia, President Masoud Pakashanyan's social advisor and former government spokesman. It was based on polling conducted by the ARA Opinion Research Center in May of 2026. So, yeah, it's pretty old data. But if they were feeling that way then, you can imagine how they're feeling now that their power's turned off. Oh, and some of their lines to get gasoline are miles long, if they can get it at all. Their inflation rate is 300%. And many of the things that they normally buy, they can't, not only can they not afford, they just can't get, period. So the report was circulated among institutions within Iran's government structure back in June. According to the outlet, we will see if it leads to any kind of action when it comes to regime change. That's all I got now from Iran, but if you want to add to it or comment on it or come by and see me in person at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear during their summer expo, that's what all the activity behind me is all about. Great savings, vendors to talk to about some of your favorite guns, got some great swag to give away. We've got some door prizes to give away. I'm going to give away some great prizes in a little while. And because I had some pocket constitutions, and I had them out to give away, and they were picked up within seconds of me putting them down. So I'm out of pocket constitutions. But I was talking to Esther over here. She's one of the employees. And Esther was talking about how little American youth know about the Constitution. So we might have a little constitutional quiz to win the prizes. Okay, that's all coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews live at H&H Shooting Sports on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. It's something you don't want to screw up. You can screw up your taxes. You don't want to screw up your Medicare. And I'm Lee Matthews, here to help you not screw up your Medicare. So it's the headache you have to go through, the forms you got to fill out if you've screwed something up on Medicare. And worst of all is that you're not going to get everything you got coming to you. It's Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts, general pains in the tuchus. Well, don't be confused. I'm here to make your life easier. One phone call to Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you can make this summer. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. So call them at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Do you know how when you go to church and you hear a good sermon and then the preacher wraps up the sermon and then you have the guy who's supposed to give closing prayer? You get up there and give closing prayer. You don't give your own mini sermon. You don't go up there and give a second sermon that detracts from the pastor's sermon. You go up there, you do what you're supposed to do, and you shut up.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Okay.
Your hand on the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you left me.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews live on location at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. 1 hour away from our Firearms Friday feature. The NATO leaders were given a Turkish 357 as a gift and also as a publicity stunt from the Turkish to try to publicize their firearms industry. Many of the members didn't know how to react. Do you say thank you and go on your way? Do you say, wow, I really would have rather Smith & Wesson? Or do you say guns are illegal in my country? And I don't know what Trump did with his gun. If I know Trump, he hung on to it. Probably cool. Yeah, cool. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. As I mentioned, I'm live at H&H Shooting Sports. We'll have more on that coming up in another hour here on Firearms Friday. Who is brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports? And the reason we're having the big summer expo is factory reps from all of the top brands. A chance to meet them, talk to them in person. Talk to me in person if you like. Love to have a selfie with you. Get great prices. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, special event-only offers throughout the entire week. Well, I can't say the entire weekend because the Summer Expo is today and tomorrow only. So come by and see us at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Oh, and a big thank you to Okie Dokie Bakery, fresh baked with plenty of sunshine. They've got some cookies for you to sample. And cookies for you to taste right here at the table when you come in the main entrance of H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. What did you think of the president's speech last night? The president spoke about election integrity, and Oklahoma was identified where voter information was downloaded by foreign entities. Various classified documents were released as well because Trump wanted to do more than just, okay, this is what happened. He's providing the proof. Now, all day today, CBS and NBC and ABC were basically, we didn't carry his speech because we didn't know what he was going to talk about. And we didn't know if what he was going to talk about is accurate. To which I say, when in the name of Zeus's butthole have you cared whether or not what you were saying was accurate or not? When? And he released the CIA and the FBI documentation when he released the information. During the speech, he declassified various documents that listed Oklahoma as one of multiple states where voter information was downloaded by what Trump called bad cyber actors in China. According to declassified documents, some of the information included names, party affiliations, email addresses, physical addresses, and phone numbers. Okay, I got to stop right there and tell you that that doesn't mean a hill of beans. You can get that anywhere, anywhere. It's made public, okay? So it's not like some sort of top secret information was released. The question is, what did China do with that information? And did they try to influence the election? Who has access to Oklahoma's voter registration list? According to the Oklahoma State Election Board, November 2025, state statute, blah, 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 states that access Oklahoma's voter registration list is limited to bona fide residents of Oklahoma who are U.S. citizens, official representatives of recognized political parties in Oklahoma, candidates for office in Oklahoma, and official representatives or other persons authorized by state law. Now, can they then get that information and turn it over to the Chinese? Of course they can. Of course they can. And they will. The Oklahoma Open Records Act requires Oklahoma's voter registration information to be publicly available. However, some information may be restricted by law. The Oklahoma Open Records Act requires Oklahoma's voter registration information be made publicly available, but the voter list does not contain driver's license numbers or Social Security numbers. So basically, it was benign. We'll get into more of this coming up on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Most Californians don't want AI data centers built near them.
A new poll says 73% of people oppose building data centers in their communities. The Public Policy Institute of California says Democrats and Republicans are mostly in agreement. Protests and lawsuits over new data centers have become common, and some cities have banned them. AI companies say the centers create thousands of jobs and add billions of dollars to the state's economy. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Verizon says it's selling hundreds of its retail locations.
The U.S. carrier said Thursday 274 company-owned stores will be up for sale as part of its restructuring, and about 500 corporate jobs will be cut. Verizon will still own about 1,000 stores after the sale, which goes into effect August 16th. Verizon also has thousands of franchise stores, which are mostly run by six large operators. I'm Monica Nelson.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Let me pull back the curtain on something that frustrates almost everyone after a wreck, the property damage offer. Insurance companies know that most people don't even hire a lawyer for the car side of the claim. So what do? They make lowball offers hoping you'll cash that check before realizing the true value of your vehicle or the diminished value claim that comes after a major repair. When they decide whether your car is totaled, they use formulas that benefit them, not you. And once you accept that quick payment, the property damage case is over. Too many Oklahomans lose thousands of dollars because they're rushed or pressured. So remember, you're allowed to question your valuation, you're allowed to push back, and you're allowed to know the truth. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma City police arrested Noah Price after a short pursuit ended with a crash near Sheridan Avenue and Classen Boulevard late Thursday. Price was driving the wrong way and nearly struck several vehicles before fleeing from officers. The chase ended when he crashed into another vehicle and tried to run on foot. The driver and passenger in the other vehicle were hospitalized for non-life-threatening injuries, and Price was arrested on complaints, including aggravated DUI, felony eluding, and leaving the scene of an accident. Police in Edmond arrested 18-year-old Dontre Simpson in connection with a July 8th shooting at the Rolling Green Apartments. Multiple people exchanged gunfire before fleeing the scene. A short time later, an 18-year-old gunshot victim arrived at an Oklahoma City hospital and did survive injuries. Detectives continue searching for any additional suspects. A state audit has found more than $1 million was mismanaged in the town of Washington, with auditors pointing to former town clerk Susan Knoll. State Auditor Cindy Bird says Knoll allegedly spent taxpayer money on multiple personal purchases. Local leaders have hired new administrators and say they're working to rebuild public trust. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
How about a new safe? We've got some great savings on them. How about some reloading surprise? We've got some great savings on that. How about some factory reps from all over the country to talk to you about the newest, hottest guns? All at H&H Shooting Sports and the Summer Expo. Live on location, it's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be rather cloudy and humid with a low of 71. Tomorrow will bring breezy and humid conditions with intervals of clouds and sunshine, along with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 91. Tomorrow night is expected to be mostly clear and humid with a low of 71. Looking ahead to Sunday, we can expect plenty of sunshine and a high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
All right, we got some civics trivia coming up in just a little bit, all right? You know, actually, it's not really civics trivia. It's a little mixture of civics trivia and American history trivia. And I've got some goodies for you from H&H Shooting Sports that I'm going to give away right here on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. I am Lee Matthews, H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo. It's in full swing. You can hear all the conversation going on behind me, and that's going to be a feature of not only the vendors that service regularly H&H Shooting Sports, but knives, some of the equipment that goes along with it, whether it's scopes or lights, even Kevlar, even suppressors. You'll enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and a special event-only offer throughout today and tomorrow, the Summer Expo at H&H Shooting Sports on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. We were talking about Trump's conversation last night about voter integrity. And he's right. Many of the voting machines in our country are too easy to manipulate. They are too easy to stuff. They're too easy to mess with. Now, our local media went to great pains to go through the documentation that Trump released last night and try to make the case that Oklahoma is vulnerable. We're not any more vulnerable than anybody else. In fact, our system is a lot tighter than most state systems in terms of how manipulatable it is. Now, as far as finding out how many are registered Democrats, how many are registered Republicans, anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. That's not news. I hate to tell them. What is news is how easy that information can be manipulated by a China or a Russia or whoever. Now, why would he do this? Why would he make a special, why would he commission the CIA and the FBI to actually do this? Why would he do that? He's trying to get the Save America Act passed. He's trying to get enough people to talk to their congressmen to make sure it gets passed. Why does he want to do that? He can't do anything about state elections. He can't do anything about county or city elections. That's all set up, and the rules of all of that are determined by the states. But as far as the federal elections are concerned, he wants to make damn sure that they are locked down and that they are tight, and he would prefer to get that done before the general election of November 5th. That's what he's trying to do. That's also what the main networks are trying to keep from happening, because they're in the back pocket of the ultra libs. And they're in the back pocket of the ultra libs because they want the elections to be manipulatable. They want people who are not citizens to vote. They want there to be manipulation within the ranks. Why? Because they don't want Trump to succeed. They are willing to sacrifice the integrity of our own elections for their own egos, for their own political expediency. 405-608-4377. Have you ever met somebody who's smarter than their own good? All right? They might be hyper-intelligent when it comes to the IQ test, but they are so wrapped. This is what drove me nuts about when I read about Einstein. Here's what I read about Einstein. He was hyper-intelligent, hyper-smart. But you would have to take him by the hand and lead him to campus because he'd get so lost in his own thoughts, he'd wander off. Which tells me he may have been hyper-intelligent. He may have also been on the spectrum, and that's okay. Most people who are on the spectrum in one way or another do have that problem. They do need to be kept focused. But someone had to watch out for him, or he would have walked out in the middle of traffic and gotten hit by a bus. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. I bring that up because many on the left are like that. No, they're not on the spectrum, but they're more hyper-intelligent than their own good. They're so fixated on what they think is going to be what's best for mankind. That's how smart they think they are. They think they're so smart, they can make the decisions for all of mankind. And that you and I can't make up our own decisions. That's what's going on. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So, ultimately, I want to know what you think of Trump's speech last night, good, bad, or otherwise. Did it do any good? And where do we go from here? 405-608-4377. Michael writes on L. Matthews at Freedom 969. The question is, Lee, how do we balance the use of artificial intelligence in our daily lives as it increases exponentially by the day and still protect our valuable resources such as water? Simply protesting where these supposed data centers are going to be is not solving the issue. We must be proactive and the response in the responsible advancement of artificial intelligence, as we have done with any new technology. And Michael, I agree with you. That's why I say we must be concerned. We must keep our eye on the ball, but we must not be hysterical. Okay? Can you imagine if back in the day when they invented fire, someone said, that's just going to burn people. Why would anybody want to do that? Here, hand me a raw leg of lamb. At some point, you got to progress. As much as I hate that word. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Douglas writes, Lee, technology. Oh, wait a minute. Back to Michael's question. How do we balance the use of artificial intelligence in our daily lives like we balance anything else? All right, here is a new technology. Let's figure out what's good about it. Let's figure out what's bad about it. Let's try to utilize what's good about it for the good of mankind. Let's try to utilize what's, or let's try to eliminate or minimize what's bad about it. It's that simple. I'm here at H&H Shooting Sports, okay? Not long ago, they invented a thing called a trigger safety, meaning the safety for the weapon is on the trigger. So when you put your finger on the trigger, you've in effect turned the safety off. And then when you begin to pull the trigger, you've completely disengaged the safety. All right, why would you want to do that? Because if you have to walk around with a safety on, and remember, all right, if I need that in an emergency, remember you're going to have to flick it off with your thumb before you can fire it. And I'm not that guy, okay? I'm not that guy. When that gun comes out of the holster, I want to be able to go to town. I want to be able to use it right away. I don't want to have to flip off 10 safeties. Okay? So that's an example. A safety on a pistol is an example of a technology that was necessary on semi-automatic pistols. The safety on revolvers was you just didn't cock it. If it was single action, if it was double action, you kept your finger off the trigger. That was the safety. Okay, well, then the semi-automatic pistols came along. They didn't have a revolver. They were always ready to fire. So they developed a safety, and the safety worked. But after a few years, they were like, wow, this is really cumbersome to have to remember to turn that safety off before you pull the trigger. And so they've come up with a trigger safety. And now, and at first, you would usually have a trigger safety and a regular safety. And now many of the manufacturers have backed off on the trigger safe on the thumb safety because people don't want to have two safeties. If you've got a trigger safety, you may as well just use the trigger safety. It's very easy to remember. You don't want the gun to go off. Don't put your finger on the trigger. Yeah, but I've seen in the movies when you drop a gun and it goes off. that doesn't happen anymore. All right. That happened in James Bond movies only. All right. So 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Also coming up, I have, it's a range bag, and I'm going to give you a chance to win it with a very simple answer to a very simple question. So hang on, that's coming up on Freedom 96.9, and the number will be the same, 405-608-4377. Douglas writes, Technology is evolving rapidly. Operators of data centers are driven to reduce costs and improve efficiencies. Already, technology is in the beta phase to cool without water. Most of the concerns will disappear just to make it profitable. We need to be careful not to stop the development. I agree, Douglas. We also need to be careful not to allow the technology to pass us by. I had this conversation earlier today. I was at a meeting with my good friends over at Frontier Chevrolet. And they were talking about the data centers that have been moratorialized in Piedmont and in Yukon. And the question was, when you stop and think of all the economic development that's going to be brought by these centers, why would you not want them? And I said, it's very simple. If you live in a small town, you want to keep it at a small town. It happened to my small town, the little small town I grew up in. When I was a kid, it was 120,000 people. Now it's down to 30,000. Why? Because they refused to move with the times. 405-608-4377. Craig, you're on the air with Lee Matthews, live at H&H Shooting Sports. Hi.
Hey, Lee. How are you, man?
Guns for everybody, especially at H&H Shooting Sports summer event.
Yes, sir, it is. I'm in Edmond, by the way. I know that's your next question.
Good.
I've been a long time listener, first time caller, I guess.
Thank you.
But anyway, I wanted to comment on, I know it's going way back, but the Arcadia Lake scenario.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Trying to get through to you. When you talk about bringing a weapon to the camping, to the campsite, or to the lake, I was camping one weekend and woke up about 2 in the morning with a guy walking into my tent.
Wow.
I woke up, told him, basically, I have a weapon. You have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave now or not leave at all. He did. Eventually, he backed out. I guess he was drunk enough that he didn't keep coming, but he backed out. Very loud, went into the wrong campsite. But that is why you need weapons out there. That's why you should carry weapons out there, because you don't know who's getting in your tent.
That was very patient of you to do, because I'd have just shot him. I would have been guilty of shooting somebody probably who was just stumbling into the wrong tent. I would have assumed it was a homeless man.
I don't think he was homeless, but I think he was part of a drunken crew that was out there rumbling through the campsite.
Okay, so you already kind of knew something like that was going on. Good for you.
I had a whereabouts of where the crowd was.
Yeah.
And where it was coming.
Yep. But you don't need to have a weapon there if you're not qualified and not legally carrying a weapon there, which two
exactly.
of the people...
I am both.
Yeah, two of the people who were at this rave, and that's what it was. It was an illegal, unauthorized conglomeration. It was a takeover, basically, because they were going to take over Lake Hefner. And they found out real quick that there's a police station out there 24/7. So then they decided, ooh, let's go over to Lake Arcadia. It'll be easier to get in and out. And that's when online some gang members decided, yeah, I'm going to go settle a score. These two took my gun earlier this week, and I'm going to go get it back. And that's when it all started.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm hearing from you and also from the police department out here. I heard that you had said that one of the guys that they just arrested this week was saying that he's going to take his gun to Lake Hefner.
Yeah. The 16-year-old was clear about what he was doing.
Coincidentally, I don't know if you remember back. Do you remember the almost mass shooting at Louis on the lake at Lake Hefner?
Yeah, yeah.
That was my nephew that put that gentleman down.
Ah, okay. Good for him.
So, I guess it runs in the family.
I carry my gun everywhere I go. Fortunately, I have never, ever had to pull it out for any reason. Even after being pulled over by the police for a different reason. I am armed. Where's your gun? It's in that bag right there. Okay, leave it there and we won't have a problem. I said, fine. And that's all there was to
exactly.
it. Yeah.
I had this very same conversation. I was involved in a motor vehicle accident in Texas. And as I got out of the vehicle with my bag in my hand, I told them, look, I've got a weapon in this vehicle or in this bag. They said, just set it over there. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
So
I was at a Stevie Wonder concert in Las Vegas. Lovely wife and I had to walk to a restaurant it was a Saturday night. And if you've ever been on the strip on a Saturday night, it's full of very wild people. Some drunk, some high, some both, and some scantily clad. And I didn't want to get mixed up with the wrong people. So I had a pocket pistol in my front pocket. Well, it didn't occur to me when I got to the Stevie Wonder concert that they would have an X-ray machine. So before I went through the X-ray machine, I called over one of the guards. I said, I got a sticky situation here. I'm armed. And he goes, well, are you staying here at the hotel? I said, no, I'm staying down the street at Caesars. He says, all I can tell you is run back down there and store it in Caesars because you can't store it here. And you can't get inside with it. I said, all right. So I did, and I ran like crazy through the crowd of people and got back just in time for the show to start. He met me at the door. He was leaving the door open for me. He knew I was going to be, so he was on my side and was being nice. And he said, they haven't even started yet. You haven't missed a thing. Go on in. And so I was cool. But yeah, that was foolish of me to but I wasn't going to walk around Las Vegas, and it's an open carry state. So I wasn't going to walk around Las Vegas without a gun.
And I don't blame you.
I'd much rather. And honestly, some of these people that are getting caught getting on the airplane, I'd rather get caught getting on the airplane with the gun than caught in a dangerous situation without the gun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even though it's an expensive mistake. It's like a $1,400 fine. Anyway, got to run, Craig. Thanks for your call on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Let's have a question. Let's have a civics question as we go into the break. And you can call 405-608-4377 with the answer to this question. You will win a range bag. Is it from Nikon?
It's a backpack from Nikon, yes.
Okay, a backpack from Nikon, but you can use it as a range bag. You can use it as a range bag. All right. The Second Amendment was not originally the Second Amendment. What number amendment was it originally? 405-608-4377. The Second Amendment, which guarantees right to bear arms, originally was not the Second Amendment. What number amendment was it? 405-608-4377. I'm live on location at the Summer Expo at Freedom at H&H Shooting Sports on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's nice being from a small town and then moving to a larger area and then getting the perspective of both. And I know this all too well because I've had it happen to me. And I will tell you, living in the entire state of Oklahoma, even in some of the bigger part, you know, even the Tulsas, the Oklahoma cities, I mean, you don't feel like you're living in a big city. You really don't. We don't have the big city problems that a lot of big cities have. Anyway, that's why I love also doing business with some of the more privately owned small town businesses like Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, a family-oriented business? No, they're family-oriented because they are family. They've had two owners, okay? The guy who owns it now and the guy who built it in 1936. And they want to help you to continue to support the community by offering your vehicle service. Like if you got a check engine light and it's down today to where, I mean, it'll even tell you, I need you to change my spark plugs. Okay. They will take care of all of that for you and also set up regularly scheduled service visits. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, just minutes from Oklahoma City, wherever you are in the hometown of El Reno, just off Auto Alley and Route 66 at the roundabout. Frontier Auto Group. FrontierMotor.net.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health.
and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well. 877-973-7425 every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
Live on location at the Summer Expo of H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's talk radio, Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews. We've got vendors of all kinds. We've got savings of all kinds here at H&H Shooting Sports. And all you got to do is stop by I-49 and Meridian and pick up the savings. It goes on today. It goes on tomorrow. Going into the break, I had a little quickie question for you. The Second Amendment, which guarantees the right to bear arms, shall not be infringed, originally wasn't the Second Amendment. What number amendment was it initially? Rowdy joining us at Kickapoo Casino.
Yeah, just left Kickapoo, going to another Kickapoo.
Okay, well, maybe I can fix you up with whatever it is you donated to Kickapoo Casino.
I hope so. It's the 4th or 12th.
I'll give it to you. It's the 4th. It was the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, of 12 amendments. There was originally that 12 amendments. Mm-hmm. That was the fourth one.
Yep. So, and they moved it to the second because they said, wait a minute. If our First Amendment is freedom of speech, the Second Amendment is going to have to defend that First Amendment. So you're going to have to be armed to be able to say whatever it is you want to say beyond the government.
Exactly, exactly. And I had a quick question for you if you got time.
Go ahead.
No, okay, this is Friday, Farmers Friday. And I often, you know, we go to casinos and stuff like that. You forget to leave your weapon in the car. Sometimes you're wearing it, and you talk about getting caught going to concerts. I got caught with a knife going to the Thunder game, a fold-up knife that was about 2 inches. They made me take it off and go back and put it in the car and stuff. But anyhow, often when I dream, and I've talked to other people about this, like when I'm fighting, I can't, my punches, it seems like I punch and punch and punch, can't hurt nobody. Same way with shooting a gun. It seems like the trigger's malfunctioning or something like that. Is that just me or the other people? And
you mean when you have a dream? When you have a dream?
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Fire investigators working to determine whether a second fire this week at an apartment complex is connected to another. But first,
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. You can swipe to score tickets to witness the final 2026 FIFA World Cup match tomorrow at Miami Stadium.
Ticket prices for tomorrow's World Cup bronze medal match at Miami Stadium have completely crashed, with official face value seats down to $455 to see England face France. But the real money is moving on Sunday's massive championship final. DraftKings Sportsbook lists Inter Miami's Lionel Messi and Argentina as plus 125 underdogs to lift the cup, while an unbeaten Spain squad sits as the minus 160 favorite. If you're betting on greatness, Messi holds the best individual odds to score a goal at plus 130. Tomorrow's bronze battle starts at 5, Sunday's World Cup final at 3 p.m. You can catch both on your iHeartRadio app. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
The most powerful rocket in the world is still sitting on the pad after a failure to launch on Thursday.
The countdown for the test flight went all the way down to T-minus zero.
And we did trigger a hold right at startup there. You saw we got a hold on the booster.
On X, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said at least four of the engines failed to ignite. It will take a few days before they can try again with the 13th test flight of Starship, a rocket that will be needed for NASA's return to the moon. The launch abort caused shares of SpaceX stock to slip in after-hours trading. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Krispy Kreme is celebrating its 89th birthday, and today, coast to coast, you get a deal.
The deal is an 89-cent donut with a purchase of a dozen. That's one extra you don't have to tell anyone about. This offer is in-store, at the drive-thru, and online as we celebrate the birthday of the mass-produced hot glazed donut. They started in North Carolina, then expanded through the country, with some exceptions. North Dakota, Maine, South Dakota, and Wyoming don't have any Krispy Kreme stores. They don't know what they're missing. I'm Bree Tennis.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
President Trump says new...
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Fire investigators are trying to determine whether a second fire this week at a Northwest Oklahoma City apartment complex is connected to an earlier suspicious blaze. Firefighters extinguished the latest fire near Northwest 16th and MacArthur just before midnight. No injuries were reported, but earlier this week, two firefighters were hurt battling a fire at the same complex that investigators believe may have been intentionally set. A Porter man is under arrest after investigators say he exchanged sexually explicit messages with someone he believed was a child. Wagoner County Sheriff's Office says Mark Phillips communicated with an undercover decoy posing as a juvenile, discussing meeting in person. Deputies arrested him on multiple complaints, and the case was developed with assistance from an online abuse prevention organization. A police officer and Moore helped rescue a woman and her 11-month-old child after witnessing a rollover crash caused by an alleged drunk driver. Police saw the SUV make an illegal turn and run a red light before overturning, with the officer helping both occupants escape and neither being hurt. Investigators say the driver had a blood alcohol content of 0.14, nearly twice the legal limit. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
All the leaders of NATO that attended the recent conference got a very special gift from the president of Turkey. It was a very special 357 Magnum. We're talking about it as the drive continues and Firearms Friday comes up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, live from H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be rather cloudy and humid with a low of 71. Tomorrow will bring breezy and humid conditions with intervals of clouds and sunshine, along with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 91. Tomorrow night is expected to be mostly clear and humid with a low of 71. Looking ahead to Sunday, we can expect plenty of sunshine and a high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's happening now.
When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsay said all.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
Because I voted for them.
Not last week.
I would never do to them what you've done to this.
Not yesterday.
You're watching the collapse of the oldest political party in the world.
Keep up with what's happening.
The Democratic Party goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson.
Now.
Nobody who has common sense has the courage to stand up to people who are objectively crazy.
With the new Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Live at H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo. Today and tomorrow, factory reps from Heckler & Koch. I've been corrected by my German friend that that's the proper pronunciation. Not Koch, Koch. Walther, Glock, Browning. Have I left anybody out? Springfield Armory. Colt is here. So you can ask questions. You can see their new generation of pistols. We've got lots of great door prizes. You can probably hear behind me. We're drawing for some now. I've got a couple of door prizes. Just gave away a Nikon bag to Rowdy, who was in the Stroud area. Asked the question, the second amendment originally was another numbered amendment and was later changed to the Second Amendment. It was the Fourth Amendment, right to bear, keep and bear arms. And Rowdy won himself the bag, which is a Nikon range bag, along with a shooter's pass to enjoy a free round of shooting at H&H Shooting Sports. Also coming up, I've got a Sender pen knife from Kershaw, and it doubles as a keychain, bottle opener, and it's a real cool tool, multi-tool, along with that, a shooter's pass, and we'll be giving that away in the next hour on Freedom 96.9. And your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What'd you think of Trump's speech last night, and actually why he was giving the speech? Because there's an underlying reason as to why he gave the speech that's, to me, as important as the speech itself. He was giving the speech because, once again, he's trying to push the American to call their representative and their senator and have them sign the Save America Act. The Save America Act will require that you prove your citizenship when you register to vote for federal elections, and that you also prove your citizenship when you actually vote in federal elections. Now, statewide, we can't do anything about that. That clearly is stated by the Constitution to be the duty of the local states. And that's where that comes in. That's why when we're dealing with California and the goofy laws of California, well, that's because that's what the people of California have voted for. 405-608-4377. Larry, you're on with Lee Matthews and The Drive.
Good afternoon, Lee. I was somewhat shocked that you made the comment 2 days ago about data center and the opposition locally here that we need those data centers. And just because we want quiet and country and everything, it's coming. Well, we oppose that because you don't want those data centers a mile long, a quarter mile wide, humming and carrying on right next to you. Why do you wish that upon me? I have the right to oppose it, and
You had the right to oppose it.
Right. Exactly.
I said you should oppose it if that's the way you feel. But that said, the idea that we don't, that we cannot have data centers anywhere, anytime, that's unrealistic because they're coming. They're going to be here. And we're going to need them. Yeah. But
the problem with the Oklahoma City area is we have five or six lakes that support the water to this, to Oklahoma City, Edmond, Norman, Yukon, everywhere, you know, all the data centers that they're proposing, Luther, and all this is, I am worried about the water, but they're saying that they're not going to use water. They're going to use wastewater recirculation. That's okay. That checks that one off the list. Now, the biggest elephant in the room for me out here in the country is the environmental impact if there was some kind of spill. I don't want another picture mm-hmm. Oklahoma just because we need a data center to support all the stuff that's coming down the line.
Well, and I also get it. I had this conversation earlier today with some of my friends over at Frontier, because one of them is from Piedmont, and he was griping about how Piedmont doesn't want anything. And I said, well, you got to understand, people from Piedmont woke up one morning and there were wind turbines down the block. And nobody told them wind turbines were coming. Nobody said, hey, Farmer Brown wants to sell his property to a wind farm, and you're not going to be able to say or do anything about it. And nobody said right. anything about it. So they're a little gun shy. I understand that. They're gun shy. That nobody wants to wake that up. And wait, what are those bulldozers over there doing? That used to be a horse farm. Why are there bulldozers? And then you find out it's a data center coming in.
That's our shock out here. We just there's other, like Northeast Oklahoma has a little bit more moisture all during the year. Claremore's mm-hmm. got one. I guess they like it, but from what I've read, they're starting to not like it. They over the years, no one told them it was 5 mm-hmm. billion gallons. So, you know, there's some things that they need to be transparent about and let us.
They got to look into it. I'm starting to lose you there, but thanks a lot, Larry, for calling in. 405-608-4377 if you want to do the same. It's Lee Matthews live on location at H&H Shooting Sports for their summer expo. Come be a part of it either today or tomorrow. Thanks to Okie Dokie Bakery for the fresh baked cookies and other goodies on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I never really considered having somebody manage my assets because I just didn't ever think I would have any assets. And it wasn't until I came in contact with Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital that he pointed out, yeah, Lee, you got a lot of nice assets. And so, they're not just all on my lovely wife. Yay! That's why I have Michael McGuire and McGuire Capital handling the Matthews Mansion. What do I need to call them? Matthews Money? Yeah, Matthew's money's all being handled by Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, and they should be able to handle yours as well. Here's what I like about him, okay? There are asset managers that talk to you on the phone, and then that's it, and they never talk to you again. And they start sending you statements. Michael McGuire, he sits down, he really wants to know who you are, what your goals are, and he does so in a friendly, almost like a mentor teacher kind of way. 405-760-5863. That's his personal cell phone. He wanted me to give that to you because that's how one-on-one he is. 405-760-5863. McGuireCap.com, the website. 6632 Northwest 39th, just in downtown Bethany. Doesn't matter how much or for how long, he can help you out. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital catches Bull and Bear Show tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663.
That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's, Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Live at the Summer Expo at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Firearms Friday coming up, and it's brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports. On Firearms Friday, all members of NATO that went to the recent NATO conference were gifted a Turkish 357. Wow. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure the Turks make decent firearms. I wouldn't want a Turkish 357. Why would I not want a Turkish 357? If something went wrong, I would probably have to send it all the way back to Turkey to get it fixed. Because I don't think there are any American Turkish manufacturers. There are Turkish manufacturers of weapons more than we think. I know. But anyway, we're getting to that. We're going to get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. And a lot of the members of NATO didn't know how to react either. Thanks. I think you realize I'm protected by the Secret Service, who has access to some of the finest defensive weapons on the planet. I don't know. I'm going to need to reach into my back pocket and pull out a Turkish 357. Okay. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. John writes, Lee, there are already 5,000 data centers in the United States whining about having more, which keeps us in the global lead as the global dominator of artificial intelligence, is like wishing gas stations wouldn't exist. Data centers are the fuel for the global economy over the next 20 years. Until we have them in space and our androids have rebuilt the surface of the planet. I agree. I agree, John. Thank you. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. I was asking you about the speech last night and Trump's speech about the integrity of elections, and he has already received a lot of criticism about, well, those aren't real facts and figures. He's exaggerating. He had the CIA documentation. He had the FBI look into it. I don't know what more you want. And it's still an exaggeration? No, it's not an exaggeration. And no, I don't believe that the 2020 election was rigged. I believe the 2020 election was manipulated. I believe the 2020 election was not as accurate as it should have been because certain states were allowed to ballot harvest. Certain states were allowed to stuff their ballot boxes. And it was all perfectly legal. Now, what needs to happen is we need to outlaw ballot harvesting altogether. But I don't know how you can do that when the Constitution clearly states that the local states are in charge of their own elections. So if a certain state wants to tolerate ballot harvesting, they should be able to. That's a state's rights issue. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. And Firearms Friday coming up next, live at H&H Shooting Sports. I am Lee Matthews for the Summer Expo going on today and tomorrow. Let's see. Let's grab Jamie real quick on Freedom 96.9. Hi, Jamie. Thank you for calling in.
Hi. I just wanted to say something about the data centers. Mm-hmm. One of my family members is a Texas County Commissioner. And he lives on about 200 acres on a farm, and they put in windmills across from him without him knowing about it. And he got a data center down the road without him knowing about it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of this on the data centers, the way that it looks and sounds is the putoff, a big putoff.
Yeah.
And if they force the data centers to buy enough land so that, that data center was in the center and you had vacant land around it, a lot of people might be a little more apt to go for it when they can't see it or hear it. And it's just a thought.
Well, yes. And then there's also a factor here that people aren't aware of, and that is the Chinese and other factions are making sure that the negative is in the forefront because they don't want the United States to dominate when it comes to data centers and artificial intelligence. They want us to stifle our own growth. And that is evident with what the president was talking about last night. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews and The Drive.
Oh, I don't need to worry about Medicare. That's a long way off, Lee.
You don't want that to take you by surprise, by the way. You just don't. It's Lee Matthews and my good friend Eunice Corey over at Well Preserved Advisory Group. Eunice and I have known each other for a long time, and I would trust her. I would trust her with keys to the Matthews Mansion, okay? I would trust her with keys to my gun safe. That's how much I trust Eunice Corey. So that means when I tell you about her, you know that this is a trustworthy person to get you through the process of signing up for Medicare. Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make. They'll get you all set up with a plan that'll work for you. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. No, you don't have to give her the key to your gun safe, but you could trust her with it. If you were born in 1961, getting the phone calls, the emails, the text, don't get confused. Get the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd and cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heatwave only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews live at H&H Shooting Sports during their Summer Expo going on today and tomorrow. More on that coming up in just a minute. Right now it's time for
Gunpowder!
Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And along with my good friend and coach, David the Marine.
I see your war face. You got a war face? Ah!
I found it amusing, David, that a lot of the members of NATO, when they went to a conference recently in Turkey, were very surprised to get a complimentary Gumase 357 Magnum pistol personalized with their names engraved on it.
You know, NATO, in front of their, in New York City, they have a little monument with basically that same gun with the barrel tied in a knot. That gun is a ripoff of the Colt Python.
Okay.
And I've never held one, never looked at one, but I am positive it is not near to the quality of a Colt Python. Turkey makes a lot of guns and imports a lot to America. You probably have looked at one and did not realize it was made in Turkey.
But it was the Turkish prime minister's way to try to promote their arms industry. And I think he was trying to maybe drop hints that some of these NATO members could start importing some of the Turkish-made weapons. That said,
sure, and,
many of the Turkish, yeah, many of the NATO members really didn't know how to react. Do I accept this? Do I send it back? What do I do?
I know. I wonder if they were able to bring it to their country, because he gave ammo along with it, too. So
yeah,
here's a gun and ammo to shoot with it. I was like, okay, so, all right. And I wonder if they could all get them back in their own anti-gun country. That'd be fun.
Exactly. Some of them I know. The Belgian NATO member is going to put his in a museum. And I don't know what Trump did with his. That said, the 357 is a very versatile round, and so we review the one of the more versatile rounds in today's video blog of Firearms Friday.
If you have a revolver chambered in 357, you can also shoot 38 Special through it. So if you don't want all the kick, blast, and flash of a Magnum round, you can use a 38. And if you don't have a 38 revolver, then you owe it to yourself to get one.
Whether that is a Gumase 357 or any other brand, that's all completely up to you. David, do you have a tactical tip of the week?
You touch that gun, you check that gun. If you pick up a gun, you make sure it's loaded or unloaded, depending on what you're wanting to do. Do not trust anybody who hands you a gun and says, it's okay, it's empty. Fine, they believe it is, but it may not be. There's a bucket at H&H of all the people that brought guns into the gunsmith. Yeah, it's okay. It's not loaded, and they rack a round out of the chamber. Mm-hmm. So you touch that gun, you check that gun. And that's your tactical tip of the week.
Ever seen a Gumase in any of your classes that a client brought to you?
No matter what gun you have, be it Turkish or American or Austrian or anything, we can help you get better with it and find out how at OKCFirearmsTraining.com, OKC Firearms Training on Facebook or text 405-740-7447. As always, guns for everybody.
Mike Russ, General Manager at H&H Shooting Sports. It's your big summer expo going on at H&H.
The vendors are here. The tables are full. Everybody just needs to come by and check it out. We've got great deals all over the store, Lee.
This is also a time when you can see the newest models. I mean, some of the vendors can talk to you about what the new features are.
They've got the newest, latest, greatest from the brands that they represent. And if they don't have them, they can tell you all about them.
Can you bring any of them onto the range and try them out?
You know, most of the vendors have their samples, mm-hmm, and they're readily available to shoot on the range. If you're thinking about a gun, it's the perfect opportunity to try it out before you buy it.
And I know you've got a lot of good giveaways.
We do indeed. Of course, the vendors have hooked us up with all kinds of great prizes, and we're giving those away in hourly drawings for those that try out the firearms.
You can call them door prizes if you like, but if you're not here, you can't very well win them. So make sure that you head on out either today or tomorrow. The Summer Expo going on at H&H Shooting Sports, who brings you Firearms Friday. On Freedom 96.9.
Guns and ammo for everybody.
Right on. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Ha! Guess the old gal still got it. All six right in the 10 ring.
And you can see if you can get all six right in the 10 ring at H&H Shooting Sports this afternoon when you come by and go to their indoor range. It's a great way to get in and out of the heat, that's for sure, and enjoy all the savings we've been telling you about for the Summer Expo on Freedom 96.9. On the way, Oklahoma was mentioned in the documentation that the president talked about last night, but not in a bad way. I don't know whether to be impressed or horrified that one drug dealer, how one drug dealer hid his meth. But we'll talk about it coming up and get your calls at 405-608-4377, freedom969.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The British government is urging households to prepare for emergencies by keeping supplies of food, water, and essential medications. Officials say the new resilience campaign is aimed at helping families cope with disruptions from cyber attacks, severe weather, or other crises. The government also plans a nationwide defense exercise to test emergency response capabilities. A festival celebrating everything sports is taking place in New York City this weekend.
Fanatics Fest kicked off on Thursday at the Javits Center, and events run through Sunday. Fans can get an opportunity to meet their favorite athletes, including Knicks player and NBA champion Karl-Anthony Towns. There will also be exclusive merch along with memorabilia on display, including a glove and bat used by former Yankees captain Derek Jeter. The event closes with a FIFA World Cup final watch party featuring Team USA's Fulwerin Balogun. In New York, I'm Lizzie Radabali.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Let me pull back the curtain on something that frustrates almost everyone after a wreck, the property damage offer. Insurance companies know that most people don't even hire a lawyer for the car side of the claim. So what do? They make lowball offers hoping you'll cash that check before realizing the true value of your vehicle or the diminished value claim that comes after a major repair. When they decide whether your car is totaled, they use formulas that benefit them, not you. And once you accept that quick payment, the property damage case is over. Too many Oklahomans lose thousands of dollars because they're rushed or pressured. So remember, you're allowed to question your valuation, you're allowed to push back, and you're allowed to know the truth. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Fire investigators are trying to determine whether a second fire this week at a Northwest Oklahoma City apartment complex is connected to an earlier suspicious blaze. Firefighters extinguished the latest fire near Northwest 16th and MacArthur just before midnight. No injuries were reported, but earlier this week, two firefighters were hurt battling a fire at the same complex that investigators believe may have been intentionally set. A Porter man is under arrest after investigators say he exchanged sexually explicit messages with someone he believed was a child. Wagoner County Sheriff's Office says Mark Phillips communicated with an undercover decoy posing as a juvenile, discussing meeting in person. Deputies arrested him on multiple complaints, and the case was developed with assistance from an online abuse prevention organization. A police officer and Moore helped rescue a woman and her 11-month-old child after witnessing a rollover crash caused by an alleged drunk driver. Police saw the SUV make an illegal turn and run a red light before overturning, with the officer helping both occupants escape and neither being hurt. Investigators say the driver had a blood alcohol content of 0.14, nearly twice the legal limit. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Store.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Whether it's archery, knives, pistols, or rifles, I'm coming to you live from the Summer Expo at H&H Shooting Sports. Hope to see you in person, I-40 in Meridian, as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be rather cloudy and humid with a low of 71. Tomorrow will bring breezy and humid conditions with intervals of clouds and sunshine, along with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 91. Tomorrow night is expected to be mostly clear and humid with a low of 71. Looking ahead to Sunday, we can expect plenty of sunshine and a high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
You have seven XDs. That's a nice start. Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Yeah, I mean, you can never have too many guns. It's like having too many women. Yeah. No, you can have too many women. I know that. I got one, and that's enough. That's why I'd never cheat. I have a hard enough time keeping one woman happy. I can't imagine keeping two people happy. You must really be full of yourself as a guy. I'm going to keep two and three women happy. Hey, it's Lee Matthews live on location at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. It's their Summer Expo going on today and tomorrow on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Factory reps are here from Glock, Springfield Armory, Browning, Benelli, Beretta, Heckler & Koch. Who? Taurus. Yes, Taurus. Thank you. You can just say it. You can, don't be afraid. Yeah, it's not a cuss word. You can say it on the air. You can test fire before you buy. So that's another good thing about it. And they've got these guys handing out scopes. And they're all looking in through this one scope. And you'd swear they're looking at dirty pictures. Because one of them will look through the scope and go, ooh, look at this. And he hands it to the other guy. The other guy picks it up and goes, ooh, man, you got to try this. And ooh, so yeah, there's a lot of optics. Suppressors and knives. In fact, I've got the most cute little multi-tool knife. It is made, it's a Cinder, it's called, and it's made by Crenshaw. And it is a combo knife and can opener and bottle opener, it looks like. Along with it, shooter's pass for you and a friend for three free trips to the range here at H&H Shooting Sports. We're going to have a constitutional question coming up. I can't say it's a constitutional question. It's probably going to be an American history question coming up. But if you get that right, you'll be a winner. From Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com. And find me on Facebook and on X Profiles as well. As we go to Platinum Black in Oklahoma City. Hi.
Hey, you must be in partial heaven right now.
A little bit. It's a busy one. We've got a lot of people here today, and you know, I was just telling my producer, man, I'm exhausted, but that's a good thing. You know, that means you're working hard and you're getting things done. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna keep this one short, but I did want to speak to the air quality of the fires that are coming out of Canada.
Yeah, we got fires coming out of Canada, and you know, when I think of fires, Canada is not what I think of when I think of fires. Maybe bacon. Maybe football, where they measure in meters instead of yards, but I don't think fires.
Now, reason why I bring and pose this question, remember in the medieval days, what did they used to do to the castles in order to get them to open the doors or to come out or to kill the people on the inside? They would toss diseased bodies over the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, keeping that in mind, the concept, how many Chinese troops do we have up in Canada right now?
Ah. And are the Canadians clever enough to try to set their forests on fire to send the bad air down to the nasty old Americans who are trying to tariff their dairy goods, those bastards.
Yes, so we will keep that in mind going forward.
Yes, sir.
And we may need to look at later sanctions.
We will do that, eh?
And two, let's get back to the gentleman looking down the scope and passing the scope around. They are looking at dirty pitchers.
I'm looking at them right now.
There's some pretty nasty silhouettes.
And there's a girl in the midst of them, and I think they're about to hand it to her just to make sure.
Oh, yeah. All dirty pitchers. Any silhouette without a bullet hole in it is a bad pitcher.
Are they looking through a scope, or are they looking at dirty pictures, Ty? Because they look like they're looking at dirty. But they keep handing that thing to different people and going, ooh, ah. It's a what?
They're doing the little.
It's a thermoptic. Oh, well, then it is somewhat dirty. It's a thermoptic is what they're doing. So I guess you can see weird things like people with no clothes on. That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now we see why they have the Toy Story little Martian men in the.
Well, this is a toy store. This is a toy store of sorts, if you ask me, at H&H Shooting Sports. Thank you, Platinum Black. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. 405-608-4377. Chance to win coming up, and another look at the Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast. Live at H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo on location. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I've seen it happen. I've worked for one too many small town operations that are swallowed up by a big company. Now, don't get me wrong. There are advantages to working for a big company. I get that. I've worked for big companies. I've worked for small companies. Both of them have their advantages. But here's the one thing that the big companies, this is the first thing they lose. They lose that connection to the one-on-one, to the local person. And Frontier Auto Group is one of the few in the metro area that has not lost that touch because they're still owned and operated privately and right there in El Reno. Now, you're thinking, El Reno, that's a... No, it's not that far, okay? It's just a few minutes. And for the service that you're going to get and the one-on-one treatment you're going to get, it is worth it. And best of all, they're right there, locally owned, operated, and they'll still look you in the eye, shake your hand, and deal with you personally. Call and see what I'm talking about, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group, Canadian County's number one auto dealer. They'll be yours as well, frontiermotor.net.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Hey, Oklahoma, come celebrate 100 years of Route 66 and the Main Street Mural Tour with local artist at Airflow Technologies and Main Street of Yukon Saturday, July 18th, 10 to 2. Cruise on over to 315 West Main in Yukon for burgers from Big Daddy's Burger Shack, a bounce house for the kids, your chance to dunk your favorite Airflow employee, and yes, even the fancy restrooms. It's fun for the whole family, so mark your calendar and celebrate Route 66 with Airflow Technologies right on the Mother Road, 315 West Main in Yukon Saturday, July 18th.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Like the way you work it.
No, 96.9. AccuWeather forecast calling for partly cloudy tonight, 30% chance of rain, low 72. Sunday tomorrow, high 93, low 73 tomorrow night, into Sunday, sunny and a high of 96. On Monday, sunny and a high of 99. 87 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, and live at H&H Shooting Sports during their Summer Expo. It's today, it's tomorrow. Thanks to Okie Dokie Bakery for the fresh cookies that we've been munching on and enjoying while we have been here. There's other goodies, too. Door prizes being given away just about every hour. So all we need is you. We were talking about Trump and his speech last night. What do you think? Data centers have come up again. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Scott, where are you, if anywhere?
Okarchi, Oklahoma, sir.
Love to hear from you, sir. Thank you for calling in. Okarchi, home of some of the finest wind generators in the world.
And Ison's chicken, too, so.
Good, good.
Now, I was just wanting to chime in on the data centers out in Piedmont, which it's proposed they're going to be like 5 miles away from where I'm at, so I don't really consider that Piedmont. I'd really consider that almost caching. But the only thing I'm concerned about is, you know, light pollution, you know, and the water issue.
Yeah.
That's really the only thing I got against them. I know
You already have enough light pollution from the stupid wind turbines.
Well, it ain't bad at night. You just see the red light flashing, so it's not that bad.
But I know. That would drive me nuts.
We're pretty flat out here, but,
yeah.
You know, I just didn't know if people really like that in their backyard, you know, to see all that light stuff and, you know, all the noise.
Well, that's what it is. It's a not in my backyard kind of issue, and I'm just trying to make sure people aren't hysterical about it. You know, if we keep putting moratoriums on them for every community, then we won't be able to have them anywhere. And if we don't have them anywhere, I'm afraid we will miss out economically, because this isn't like the oil industry that'll go up and down on the arbitrary whims of a national marketplace. This is something that'll come here and it'll be here to stay. The wind turbines, I think, we're not going to be here to stay, but this will be here to stay.
Yeah, and plus, I think, you know, with all the wind turbines around here, they should have enough power to run their stuff. So
you'd think, but hey.
But they're probably selling that to the Chinese anyway.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. If they can keep the wind turbines from falling down.
Yeah. Well, this is the first time caller, so it's nice chatting with you, sir.
You too, Scott. Glad you're listening in Okarchi on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Deputies with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office found an unusual hiding spot for drugs during a recent arrest. Now, we have some of Oklahoma County's finest here that are working security during the event. But it all started when they spotted John Fish on the side of the road at 2:30 a.m. at 63rd and XXX Road. While walking, deputies said they noticed Fish toss something into the grass. Eventually, they were able to determine it was a meth pipe. Then, when officers started searching him for drugs and looking under his shirt, they found a small plastic bag full of crystal meth stuffed in his belly button. You thought I was going to say up his gluteus maximus, but that wasn't the case. It was his belly button. Very unusual place to try to hide your stash. And the only other thing I can think of is he must have had one hell of an innie to be able to put his meth in the belly button. 405-608. Maybe he would have gone up the poop chute if he had enough time, but he knew they were after him. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. As we go to Jeff in Norman. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Lee. On the president's speech last night, he mentioned that some of the updates he got, they had changed the data and omitted things. And the woman said she was running a shadow government. I just wondered if anybody knows what happened to her, because it seems more than a firing should happen to somebody like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm hoping that the FBI continues the investigation, and that whatever the CIA found, they turn over to the Justice Department, so that something can be determined that it is criminal. If something criminal has been done, it needs to be taken care of. And you know, is 6 years a statute of limitations when it comes to election interference? I don't think so.
Well, you know, she stated she was running a shadow government. To me, that seems to be pretty treasonous.
That does. We need to bring treason back, I think.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of rope in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Well, guns for a firing squad.
Yeah. Well, you know, that might be happening in Utah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't know if anybody heard what happened to her because, you know, that's she admitted it.
Yeah.
Man, okay. Well,
and even if she admitted it in jest, I mean, who jokes about that kind of thing? It's like joking about child abuse. You know, yeah. who jokes about that kind of thing? Joking about it is as sick as doing it.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
See you, Jeff. Thanks for listening in and calling to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews. Got another chance for you to win a shooter's pass. And along with that, a Crenshaw Cinder pocket knife. It'll be yours if you can tell me what tune our national anthem is based upon. What tune? Not the words. I know Francis Scott Key wrote the words, but the song itself originates where? 405-608-4377, and you'll be a winner on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews live at H&H Shooting Sports. You know it when you hear it. First, it starts out as a light little pitter-patter, and then you start hearing what sounds somewhat like steaks grilling on a grill. And then you start hearing the bam, 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 and you say to yourself, maybe out loud, oh, hell. Hey, it's Lee Matthews for McRoof and McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. Now, I know we don't get a lot of hail this time of year, although it's still certainly possible with some of these big supercells that blow up out of nowhere. But if you had some wind or hail this past spring, it could cause what they call latent damage, meaning as that damage sits there in the sun and in the other weather that comes through, it makes it worse, and then eventually a leak will develop, and your insurance company won't like that at all. So call 405-877-7663. Get an inspection from McRoof, McRoof.us. Then they will talk things over with your insurance company. But my insurance company has been really flaky lately. Yeah, well, they will talk them through that as well, because McRoof is all about fortification. And fortification means they're making it better than it was before so it can handle the weather better down the road. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well. 877-973-7425 every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here. Spread freedom across Oklahoma.
Freedom 96.9. AccuWeather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies, 30% chance of rain. Low tonight, 72. Sunday tomorrow, high 93. Tomorrow night, down to 73 for the low. And then Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 96. Monday, sunny and a high of 99. It's 87 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, as we are in full swing for their annual Summer Expo. They've got vendors from all over the country and all over the spectrum when it comes to shooting and shooting accessories. They've got special deals, door prizes being given away, and we're actually giving away some prizes of our own. I have a Kershaw Cinder pocket knife, and along with that, a shooter's pass for you and a friend to shoot for free, absolutely free, three times if you know the answer to this question. The national anthem. What tune is that based on? You don't have to give me artist and title. It can be very, very general, but that tune is not original to the national anthem. And if you don't know what the answer is, when you do find out what the answer is, it will make you chuckle. Our national anthem. And what the actual tune is. What is it? 405-608-4377, and you'll win that from Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. We were also asking what you think about the speech last night. All members of NATO received an unusual gift from Turkey for their meeting. It was a 357, a Turkish-made 357. Many didn't really know what to do with it. What do you think of that? And a little later on, if you have autism, very soon you may be able to apply for a identification card of sorts that indicates to people that you have autism. So let's say you're in a situation where you are trying to buy something and there's a lot of activity going on. You can show that person that you have autism and maybe they can give you a quiet room to sit in where everything won't freak out as much. Or is that a violation of your medical privacy? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. The National Rifle Association and its Illinois affiliate have filed suit in federal court to invalidate the state's mandatory 72-hour waiting period on Second Amendment grounds weeks after a landmark Supreme Court ruling. While Illinois had a handgun waiting period of 72 hours for years and a cooling off period was extended for all firearms and legislation signed by then Republican Governor Bruce Rauner in 2018, in the complaint, the pro-Second Amendment organizations noted that the waiting period could have fatal consequences for people. And it could. Arguing the waiting period was unconstitutional while citing the Supreme Court's Wolford decision from June, the DNCF says in recent years, roughly three-fifths of the firearm dealers in the state have shuttered their establishments, forcing state residents to seek to buy firearms, taking lengthy trips to each of the federal firearms licensing facilities. Also, Illinois requires anyone to obtain a firearms owner identification card before they can possess any firearm or even ammunition. I hope this Second Amendment group, the National Rifle Association, I hope they win it because Illinois needs somebody to challenge their rules because I believe their rules are unconstitutional. and they have been for a long time. I've got a very good friend. He's from the Illinois area, and he has to check his weapons before he goes home to visit his parents each and every time. And that would be maddening to me. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Or if you have the answer to the trivia question, you'll be a winner right here at Freedom 96.9, live at H&H Shooting Sports at the Summer Expo.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Police investigating a reported machete attack that left one person hospitalized. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Former Congressman George Santos is heading to reality TV.
If you should die, that is nature's way of saying you've failed.
Santos is joining the cast of the Fox reality show Special Forces World's Toughest Test. The disgraced former lawmaker served time in prison after being kicked out of the House before his sentence was commuted by President Trump. He'll join 14 other contestants who will face a range of military-style challenges, including chemical gassing and a search of an underground bunker. Other contestants include former NBA player Matt Barnes and Real Housewives star Brandi Glanville. The fifth season of Special Forces airs on Fox starting September the 24th. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A new University of Michigan survey shows Americans are feeling somewhat better about the economy, with consumer sentiment rising 10% early this month. Researchers say lower gas prices helped improve the outlook, but warned continued conflict in the Middle East could push energy costs higher. Despite the improvement, many consumers remain concerned about inflation and the cost of living. New IRS data shows California and New York led the nation in net losses of taxpayers to other states. Economists say migration is influenced by factors including taxes, housing costs, and job opportunities. The movement could affect future state tax revenue and funding for services, while states such as Texas, Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina continue to see population growth. Ballots are in the mail for Washington's August 4th primary election.
The ballots include federal offices for U.S. representatives, state legislative offices, state Supreme Court, and the Court of Appeals, as well as local offices. Ballots need to be postmarked by August 4th. If you can't mail your ballot a week before the deadline, get a manual postmark or use an official county elections drop box. I'm Brad Ford.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Impeach.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police are investigating a reported machete attack that left one person hospitalized yesterday afternoon. Officers responded to Northwest 36th and Interstate 44, finding a victim with what appeared to be a machete-related injury. The victim was taken to the hospital, but their condition hasn't been released, with police saying one person was detained for questioning. A Tulsa man was arrested after a welfare check uncovered what deputies describe as severe neglect of an elderly man. They say the victim appeared dehydrated and malnourished and was living in a home without electricity or running water. Deputies arrested 48-year-old Jermaine Clemens, who had reportedly been acting as the man's caretaker. Clemens faces multiple charges, and the victim has been taken to the hospital for treatment. Dozens of apartment complexes formerly owned by Vesta Realty have been transferred to new ownership after the company defaulted on loans. Properties located in OKC, Tulsa, Stillwater, and Bartlesville are now controlled by Ephraim Divaroli. Tenants and employees have continued raising concerns about living conditions, including mold, maintenance issues, and various health hazards. The new ownership takes over as lawsuits and complaints surrounding the properties continue growing. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
It's the Summer Expo at H&H Shooting Sports, and it's in full swing today and tomorrow. Factory reps all over to show you the newest, hottest guns and the newest and hottest features. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, as the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be rather cloudy and humid with a low of 71. Tomorrow will bring breezy and humid conditions with intervals of clouds and sunshine, along with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 91. Tomorrow night is expected to be mostly clear and humid with a low of 71. Looking ahead to Sunday, we can expect plenty of sunshine and a high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's happening now.
When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsay said all.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
Because I voted for them.
Not last week.
I would never do to them what you've done to this.
Not yesterday.
You're watching the collapse of the oldest political party in the world.
Keep up with what's happening.
The Democratic Party goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson.
Now.
Nobody who has common sense has the courage to stand up to people who are objectively crazy.
With the new Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma Talk Radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
And I'm coming to you live from H&H Shooting Sports. It is Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And the Summer Expo in full swing. We've got great deals on all of the major manufacturers from Heckler & Koch to Sig Sauer to Glock. Or any of your other favorites, all the accessories to go with it as well. Lots of specials, lots of door prizes as well. And I've got some prizes of my own, including the Kershaw Cinder pocket knife and a tool, and a pass for two for three free visits to the range. And joining me now is
Leah,
you are not from the United States.
No, I'm from Slovenia.
What brings you to Oklahoma City?
The Canoe and Kayak Slalom World Championships.
Excellent, excellent. So have you been here before?
No, it's my first time.
Have you been to a range like this before?
First time.
First time.
Yeah.
Well, you came up to me and you knew the answer to my trivia question. So the question we were asking was, what is the origin of the United States National Anthem?
Yeah, it's an old English drinking song.
And you're right! And you won it! Congratulations! Woo-hoo! All right, well, here is the knife, here is the pass. And I thank you for listening. You know more about it than most Americans. It's an old English bawdy drinking song. The lyrics involve Bacchus, the god of wine and song, entwining with Venus, the goddess of love.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, you can imagine a bunch of guys sitting around drinking. Well, good luck on the finals and enjoy your Second Amendment rights.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay. What are you shooting today? Do you know? AR-10?
AR-10.
There you are. You'll love it.
Oh,
I'm
sure.
Wear your ear protection.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Enjoy the knife. Thanks for coming in and enjoy your stay in Oklahoma City.
Thank you.
Way to go. I love it. I love it. Freedom 96.9 405 608-4377. Am I cutting out? Sounded like I was cutting out. Maybe it's just my headphones. That's the way I like to do it. And that's the way we do it. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. We had a few things that we were talking about earlier today, so let's go ahead and reset the scene. Trump's speech last night, he was talking about the solidarity, the importance of our election system being secure, and how he got the CIA and the FBI into investigating whether or not that was the case. And he found that in many cases, it wasn't. Now, our local media was trying to take some of the information, make it sound like Oklahoma was included in the group that was not secure. They are wrong. Oklahoma is very secure. They tried to make the case that the voter information of who is registered as what party is available. It is. Under Freedom of Information Act, you can get that information. That doesn't mean you can change that information. That doesn't mean you can take that information and use it elsewhere. So the local media was trying to make it seem like Trump was indicting Oklahoma's election system. Our election system is very solid. You know, when you go in and you color in your choice for the election, and then you run it through that scanner, cha-ching, the data is counted. Now, the data lives in that machine, that scanning machine, until somebody at the election board puts in a password and releases the hounds. Nobody can touch that data. Now, here's the problem with other states. Some precincts in California allow people to turn in ballots up to 10 days after the election. So they don't even start counting the votes until all the ballots are in. Arizona, yeah, you turn in your ballot, but they don't start scanning them until the polls close. So that could be all night and into the next day. That is ripe for election fraud or ballot harvesting or ballot stuffing. And that's the point that the president was making. He was trying to call attention to ballot harvesting and ballot stuffing and to find a way to do away with it and inspire people to call their local senator or congressman to get them to do something about it. That's what the whole thing was about. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Can you pray in your own home? A zoning technicality is being used to lock Americans out of court when the government is chilling their First Amendment right. The Supreme Court is about to put a stop to it, or at least look into it. When the government threatens you for exercising your constitutional right, can it force you to run a bureaucratic gauntlet before the federal court will even hear your case? It happened back in June. The Supreme Court agreed to answer a question in a case that is being known as Grand versus University of City of University Heights. Daniel Grand is an Orthodox Jew in University of Heights, Ohio. His faith calls for him to pray in what is called a minyan, a quorum of 10 men. It forbids driving on the Sabbath. It makes attending a distant synagogue impractical. So he invited a dozen neighbors to pray at his home. But someone complained. They said he was turning his home into a religious institution. They sent a cease and desist letter to him. The city told him that he would have to get a special use permit to use his home as a place of religious assembly. If he didn't get the permit and continued to host his minion, he could then be cited for code violations. So they were trying to take a code violation and they were trying to apply it to him to force him to stop praying in his own house. He was heckled at the zoning board meeting, with one neighbor voicing fear that the neighbor would be labeled as Jewish and that the special use permit learned that if he obtained the required permit, it would change his home to a house of worship under the zoning code. That meant that Grant couldn't pray there, but he couldn't sleep there since it would no longer be considered a residence. Grand abandoned the permit process and instead filed a civil rights lawsuit to protect his First Amendment rights to pray in his own home. When Grand sued under the First Amendment and the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, the courts never reached the merits. A unanimous Sixth Circuit panel threw the case out as unripe because Graham withdrew his permit application. A final decision had not yet reached. And under the 1985 case of Williamson County Planning versus Hamilton Bank, a land use claim isn't ripe until government officials reach a final decision about the property. The principle Grand is standing for is the Constitution does not make Americans ask permission before they gather to pray in their own home. And he's right. And this is what happens when you let a property owners group, a landowners group, or even a city council or a county council have too much power. They start making rules like this, ridiculous rules like this, that are against your First Amendment right. I think he's going to win this case. I think even if it does go to the Supreme Court, which I doubt it will, it'll probably just go to the Ohio Supreme Court. And there it will be then decided upon, I think. But you got to keep an eye on it. That's for sure. 405-608-4. And when you have an organization like, oh, I don't know, the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority, just coming and taking your property because they think they need a new turnpike in this particular area. I drove the turnpike today. I was telling this to some friends at lunch today. I drove the Kirkpatrick Turnpike over on the west side of town. And they've got it all plowed up and they're adding a lane. So they're going to make it a 6-lane turnpike in both directions. Why? I've driven that turnpike a bunch of times, and I've never, ever, 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 ever seen it bumper to bumper. I've never seen traffic jams. I've never seen there, even when there's an accident, I've never seen there be a serious problem where they need 6 lanes, even in rush hour. Yet there they are, plowing it up and working on it. Well, I'll tell you why. There's a stipulation in the turnpike bylaws that went in 1965 that said, because you see, the turnpike fees were about to sunset. And they were about to sunset in 1965 because the turnpikes were paid for and they were going to be turned back over to the United States Highway Department. The turnpike then changed their bylaws with a stipulation that said, if, as long as you are building new turnpikes or continuing to repair the existing turnpikes, you can continue to apply fees to that turnpike. So that's why they will put in wire barriers and then they'll pull them up and put in concrete. Why didn't they just put in the concrete? Well, because they want to continue to apply tolls. Why are they putting in an extra lane where they don't really need an extra lane? Well, as long as they keep building on. No, and you ask them and they'll say, oh, well, this part of town's growing and it's getting to the point where we just need to make sure we accommodate all the traffic that's coming to this area. It's not growing that fast and it's not growing that bad. I-35 is far more tore up and is far more delayed than anything the Kirkpatrick Turnpike could ever think about being. 405-608-4377. So that's an example. Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is an example. They can take your property rights without any reason. They need to be dissolved or folded into Oklahoma Department of Transportation or something along those lines. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews live at H&H Shooting Sport, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. You're hearing a lot of activity behind me because not only are a lot of people coming to spend their Friday afternoon and Friday evening shooting, but they're also having their big summer expo where factory reps are on demand and here to talk to you. A chance to try before you buy on the range. They've got several guns you can just take on the range and try before you buy. Giveaways, door prizes, free swag, special event-only offers like some of the things we just did. Our brothers and sisters at The Wolf will be here tomorrow as well. And it's all going on at H&H Shooting Sports. The biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, going on today and tomorrow at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. One chef says there's no such thing as a food desert. That coming up. Sally writes, Lee, I agree with you when it comes to higher education. Higher education is a constant raise in tuition. All that money goes straight into the pockets of administrators and tenured professors who cannot be fired. That the student loans do not necessarily need to be guaranteed without a more solid payback plan. colleges. No students will just keep running to the government for more student loans and we'll get them. Shut off the supply and you'll shut off the waste. Sally, you're somewhat right. I think what has to happen with student loans is the same thing that has to happen with any other loan that you get. There has to be a set payback plan. And if you don't make that set payback plan, then you have to, there has to be some sort of penalty. And there's not. There should be. This is a loan. Welcome to the world, sons and daughters. If you want to buy something that you cannot afford and you want to finance it, you have to abide by the terms of that loan. But thus far, there have been no terms to the loan. People can take out a loan and take out a loan and take out a loan, and they don't ever have to pay it back. And the universities know this. So the universities raise tuition, and they raise tuition, and they raise tuition, and they raise tuition. So thank you, Sally. You also sound suspiciously like you work in the industry. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Live at H&H Shooting Sports and their Summer Expo. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Congratulations. You are eligible for Medicare. How did I know that? Well, if you were born in 1961, thereabouts, you're eligible. And it is not too early to start making plans to get signed up for Medicare because it's a process that can just be harrowing. And in fact, if you screw something up, talk about even a more harrowing experience trying to clean up the mess and all the forms you got to fill out. So if you're born in 1961 or are getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts about signing up for Medicare, call this number. It's the number to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Best call you can make all summer long, and the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you have this guy Tyler Robinson caught dead to rights as the assassin, but people needed to see it because we were not hearing the evidence. We're finally hearing the evidence from the prosecution. And all those people who made so much money on clicks and theories should really be debunked, and you should really think twice before you subscribe to their podcast or listen to them at all.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Matthews, live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, the Summer Expo. Today, and tomorrow. Esther, what are the hours tomorrow?
9 to 6.
9 A to 6 P. So it'll be going on all day tomorrow as well as today. 9 A to 6 P. Come by and see the great Colts and the Tauruses and the Heckler and Hawk. You have to hawk it. You got a hawk twa, baby, when you say Heckler and Hawk. And all the other great things we're going to have for you here at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Brian writes, Lee, why don't we just start desalting the ocean water and use that to power data centers? And not only that, why don't we use the process to help alleviate the drought in the desert in California? Yes, it's expensive to do, but we waste a lot of money on other crap. Why can't we do that? Not only would that lower the ocean levels, it's a win-win-win. Okay, well, there's no need to lower the ocean levels. I know that. And it should be cheaper than it has ever been to desalinate the water. So, but, Brian, it makes too damn much sense for California. Now, the Chinese are working on submarine data centers where there's no need to keep them cool because the ocean water keeps them cool. That's feasible. But, I mean, it's one of those things where, okay, there's no one solution. There's a lot of things that are being tried, but there's no one solution. And it needs to be open to the marketplace. The marketplace will find the solution to all of these problems. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Ray is on with Lee Matthews and The Drive. Thank you for hanging on, Ray. Where are you?
Hey, right now I'm sitting in Oklahoma City.
All right, sir. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
California doesn't desalinate because, one, it takes a lot of electricity
to do that. And they don't have any of that either.
Well, their grid is really weak.
Yeah, because they never expand it because they want to do green energy, and then the green energy is not getting the water done or getting the job done.
And then the other question that they always had is, what are we going to do with all the salt?
Yeah.
Well, you put it on trains and you ship it to states like Michigan, Minnesota. You know, all them states that need to spread salt.
Yes.
On the roads during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
we can't do that. That's bad for the environment.
That makes too much sense.
Yeah. You know those Californies too well, Ray.
Hey, I was one.
Yeah. But then you came to your senses.
It took me many years, but
yes.
Oh, and one other thing. You said earlier about the fines from TSA.
Yeah.
You need to add another zero to that. It's 14,000.
Thousand.
And if you happen to have a bullet in the chamber, you're going to get to join the Leo Club.
Now.
Law enforcement officer. And he's going to come put his shiny, great-looking bracelet around your wrist.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're going to go see the judge.
Yes.
And then
I think they put you on a no-fly list for like 5 years.
No, they put you on the favorite club of 4S's.
Okay.
It's their favorite club and not yours. 4S club, or Quad S as it's called, is you get all that extra screening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pat downs, every inch of your bag.
Which is why I don't fly anymore. It's too damn much trouble. It used to be easier than driving. It's not.
Well, and everybody say, oh, we need to privatize TSA. TSA goes through some very rigorous training.
Mm-hmm.
How to read those x-rays, and the new x-ray machines are just marvelous.
Yes.
Because they actually take the clothes out of the bag and leave you with the solids.
Well, I do know they usually take three or four looks at my bag because I always have a lot of sound equipment, microphones and recording stuff.
And they're looking for batteries and dead.
Yes. 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 And half of them haven't. Half of them don't even know what some of my equipment looks like or what it is. What is this? It's a microphone. A microphone for what? For broadcasting. For broadcasting what? So that's why people are so down on the TSA, Ray. I know they go through a lot of training, but my lordy, you know?
Well, they do, but they don't. Here's the other thing about that.
Yeah.
How many companies do you think are going to have employees?
Right. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. The U.S. has expanded strikes against Iranian infrastructure, with Iranian media reporting attacks on bridges, rail facilities, and power lines. Iran says they have retaliated by targeting U.S. military sites in Bahrain, Qatar, Oman, Kuwait, Jordan, and Syria. Florida Democratic Congresswoman Lois Frankel is criticizing President Trump's election integrity address, saying it distracts from the economy and the Iran war.
Our elections here in Palm Beach County, in Florida, and around the country are safe and they are secure, and Americans should cast their ballots with confidence.
Trump maintains the U.S. voting system remains vulnerable to interference ahead of the midterm elections.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 406 points, the S&P 500 fell 76 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 361 points. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma City police are investigating a reported machete attack that left one person hospitalized yesterday afternoon. Officers responded to Northwest 36th and Interstate 44, finding a victim with what appeared to be a machete-related injury. The victim was taken to the hospital, but their condition hasn't been released, with police saying one person was detained for questioning. A Tulsa man was arrested after a welfare check uncovered what deputies describe as severe neglect of an elderly man. They say the victim appeared dehydrated and malnourished and was living in a home without electricity or running water. Deputies arrested 48-year-old Jermaine Clemens, who had reportedly been acting as the man's caretaker. Clemens faces multiple charges, and the victim has been taken to the hospital for treatment. Dozens of apartment complexes formerly owned by Vesta Realty have been transferred to new ownership after the company defaulted on loans. Properties located in OKC, Tulsa, Stillwater, and Bartlesville are now controlled by Ephraim Divaroli. Tenants and employees have continued raising concerns about living conditions, including mold, maintenance issues, and various health hazards. The new ownership takes over as lawsuits and complaints surrounding the properties continue growing. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo. Expo, July 17th and 18th, H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave.
Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd. And cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heatwave. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
99.7 The Wolf are proud Wolfpack partners with the 25th annual Yukon FFA Rodeo Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood.
Come out for the rodeo along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in Yukon and online at rodeoticket.com.
The 25th annual Yukon FFA Rodeo Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, Yukon FFA Rodeo.
Live from the annual Summer Expo at H&H Shooting Sports, it's Lee Matthews. More great specials to tell you about, factory reps on site, and a lot of other fun things going on at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian, where I'm broadcasting live on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be rather cloudy and humid with a low of 71. Tomorrow will bring breezy and humid conditions with intervals of clouds and sunshine, along with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon. The high will reach 91. Tomorrow night is expected to be mostly clear and humid with a low of 71. Looking ahead to Sunday, we can expect plenty of sunshine and a high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It was the perfect day at the range, the perfect temperature. He was waiting, almost hoping for it. And when the timer came off, he made the smoothest draw of his Glock 17 out of its holster and at the target, where he gently squeezed with the same clamshell pattern his coach had taught him. And the shot went off, ringing true and getting right through the center of the 10 ring. Yep, that's how it happens at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. You can hear some of that activity going on behind me as we celebrate the Summer Expo at Freedom 96.9. Factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range and save with huge store-wide deals every department. And enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag. They had a lot of that given away today, too, and it's going to continue tomorrow. And that's today and tomorrow, the Summer Expo on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I am Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What did you think of the Trump's speech last night? How about data centers? We're continuing that conversation. All members of NATO received an unusual gun from Turkey at their last meeting. That's the subject of our Firearms Friday. That video blog is about to be posted and ready for you to view. And autism. Should there be an identification card? That coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. As far as food deserts are concerned, you've heard a lot about that, haven't you? Oh, no, we can't close this grocery store. It'll create a food desert. Well, celebrity chef Jeffrey Zakarian says there is no such thing. There is no such thing as a food desert in the entire country of the United States. The U.S. Department of Agriculture defines a food desert as a community with low levels of access to retail outlets selling healthy and affordable food. Instacart, one of many modern grocery delivery apps, was created in 2012, 1 year after the USDA's food desert map was launched. And Zakarian pointed to these advances in technology as evidence that today's barriers to healthy eating are increasingly behavioral rather than geographic. And he's right. Everyone now has an iPhone, even the most destitute. Everyone has the ability to order food. He suggested that online ordering has effectively bridged the geographical gap highlighted by the federal data. He said, still, affordability means the challenge is a challenge for many families, but grocery prices have risen 32% over the past 5 years, according to the Urban Institute. The Food Network said families should focus less on what they lack and more planning meals, arguing that convenience often costs more than the cooking at home. If you drive to McDonald's and go find some place that has fresh food or canned food, or you can order it online, he says. There really is no reason to not cook for yourself and cook for your family. It's possible. It's great about our culture. Consistently eating wholesome meals comes down to making cooking a priority. And I agree with him. Lovely wife and I, and it hasn't been because of necessity. It's just been because the way it is. I like to cook, so we've been experimenting with cooking different things. We've been experimenting with, because of our schedules being kind of odd, I don't get home till late sometimes. So we've been working on prep, making sure that the food we want to eat is ready and preppable. I'll give you an example. When I cook spaghetti sauce, I cook a lot of it, and then I vacuum seal it and put it in the freezer. That way, to prepare it, all you got to do is drop it in a pot of boiling water for about 10 minutes. Pasta doesn't take but about 8 minutes. Meatballs, I make them almost by the gross. I'll make like 50 meatballs at a time, and then I'll freeze them, vacuum sealed. That way, I can throw together a spaghetti and meatball dinner that tastes 10 times better than if you use the canned spaghetti and meatballs, and 10 times cheaper than if you went to even an Olive Garden and ordered the spaghetti and meatballs, and I can have it on the table in 8 to 10 minutes. No big deal. Doom. Boom, it's there. So I agree with him. No such thing, or there should not be such a thing as a food desert. And if you have to drive, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't have a lot of patience for it because I grew up in the country, and we didn't have grocery stores nearby. You had to create a list. Throughout the week, you would create a list, and then you would go in and get what you needed at the grocery store once a week, twice a week, whatever it was. If you ran out of milk, you ran out of milk. But if you plan properly, and I know people don't like to do that. It is kind of anal retentive. I get it. Monday, I'm going to have grilled fish. Tuesday, I'm going to have grilled chicken. Wednesday, I'm going to have, if I'm going to do all this, I have to get this cooked and this bread. Yeah, it can be a challenge. But what I like about it is that I like the whole process. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Speaking of which, Olive Garden's never-ending pasta pass. Recently, it sparked an unlikely political firestorm. Conservatives were applauding the restaurant's photo ID requirement. To get the pasta pass, you have to fill out a form. And to fill out the form, you have to provide your photo ID. Then when you cash it in at the restaurant, you have to present that photo ID. Huh. So if you have to present the photo ID to be able to cash in your never-ending pasta bar pass, shouldn't you have to show your ID to vote? The never-ending pasta pass is only for used by pass holders whose name is printed on the pass. Passes are personalized, not transferable. Pass holders must present a valid photo ID along with the pass at the time of ordering. It's that simple. But making somebody do that to vote, oh, that's racist. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Eldona writes, Lee, I'd love the data centers. I love the, I'd vote for the data. Yeah, I don't vote for the data centers because from what I've heard, the money going to school is good for everybody. If everybody's really serious about getting the schools into being better than what they are right now, they should vote for the data center idea because of the money going to pay teachers above what they're getting now. Who wouldn't want to do that for their teachers? We need better teachers in the school, and if you pay them, they'll stay and not go to another state. Eldona, I'm for that too, but a lot of people are saying, not in my backyard. Joe writes, Lee, with the crackdown on government spending and waste, why are there still Obama phones still being given out? I've read when many of the indigenous homeless population are arrested, they are always in possession of multiple lifeline phones. Joe, I don't know the answer to that question. But it's another reason why being homeless in the United States is better than being homeless anywhere else. David writes, Lee Matthews, you are being touted, you are touting how much good the data centers are. And as far as tax revenue for the schools, like in Pryor, Oklahoma, and teachers that have salary bonuses more than their annual salary, I'm all for anybody making as much money as that person is worth. But has the license, has the increase in salary for the teachers made a difference in the grade point for the students? Well, we don't know yet, David, because it hasn't been in effect long enough. Pryor was one of the locations, but Pryor's not a very big school district either. So it's not like there was a lot of money that had to be given to the teachers. Okay, so there's that aspect of it. The other aspect is the other county, and that one was one that was a county in North Louisiana that gave a bonus to its teachers. I haven't seen any data about how good those schools are, but I think it's that's not the point. The point is we can use the money made by these data centers to give teachers a raise. We can use the money that is generated by these data centers to better our communities. That doesn't mean I think they should be forced down your throat, but I also believe in the free enterprise system, and I believe in people. If you are one of the people who do not want the data center, but everybody else does, that's just the way it's going to be. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Janine writes, Lee, so glad you're bringing up the positive points about data centers, yet just because we who have studied and lived the problems of them doesn't mean we are crazy and reactionary. You've missed a crucial part of the discussion. There are multiple companies building data centers, and many of them don't care about what they're doing to communities and don't put back clean water and don't participate in community welfare. There should be equal regulations on these companies, but this is not the case. There are no regulations and no one is held accountable for bad business. This is not reactionary. Regulations help keep communities safe. Yeah, but nobody's talking about the regulations, Janine. Nobody's talking about the regulations. Everybody's talking about moratoriums, and everybody's talking about not having the data centers. That's what everybody's talking about. So to me, that is reactionary. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, live at H&H Summer Expo. The expo is going on today and tomorrow. There are vendors here to answer your questions about their new guns. I was particularly interested in the new Glocks because the Glocks have a Gen 2 and a Gen 3 now that they were touting. They also have a lot of them are coming with the red dot optics. It's getting to the point where people just don't. They don't want anything but a red dot optic on their gun. And I can understand that because it makes all the difference in the world. But you can talk to them about it. They're packing things up for tonight. We've got some rain falling outside H&H Shooting Sports. But they will be continuing again tomorrow right here at H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian. And our good friends at 99.7 The Wolf will be here to broadcast live. James Carville, you've heard of him before, and I brought him up before. He says that he takes no joy in his comments about Senator Lindsey Graham's death. He said he will remember the career of Lindsey Graham's as one of duplicity. Let's give him all the credit in the world. He was one of the Bill Clinton impeachment managers. Remember the great moral titan Henry Hyde and that whole crowd. He was even a bit more than just for impeachment. He was the most aggressive, Carville said. I knew him. He could be personable, but I don't think the man had, and then he said, sorry, I don't want to get sick. I don't want anybody to get sick or die. That's not it. He said, but I think his political career is mostly defined by duplicity. Just my view. Well, Carville, so is yours. You have gone back on things you've said a number of times. You've been duplicitous about a lot of things. And show me a politician that isn't somewhat duplicitous. I mean, you can't sit there and tell me Chuck Schumer's not duplicitous. You can't sit there and tell me that Joe Biden wasn't duplicitous. When back in the 1980s, he was talking about how we needed a stricter immigration policy. And then when he became president, he had basically no immigration policy. So you can't tell me that you've never met a politician or even consulted a politician that wasn't somewhat duplicitous. You can't clutch your pearls and say that right now. But then again, I don't think Jim Carville would have anything positive to say about any Republican or conservative for that matter. And it seems to me the older he gets, the more cranky he gets. That's not to say that what he does and what he says isn't somewhat correct, because, you know, in his day, he and Stephanopoulos were the, they were the two political consultants everybody wanted. They seemed to know what was going on in politics before anybody else did. They were able to see the trends before anybody else did. Now, I think they lost that ability because they got older, and the older they got, the more married they got to their own political party, and the more they were not willing to disagree with that same party. And to the point where they were defending, and still are, defending a party that doesn't have a problem with men in women's bathrooms, doesn't have a problem with men competing in women's sports, doesn't have a problem with open borders. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Autism. Should there be an autism identification card? Or is that a violation of someone's medical privacy? That coming up next. And your calls to 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com, my email address. And I'm coming to you live from H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I think it was Ronald Reagan that said, I know that communism is a bad thing because when the Berlin Wall came down, there was nobody wanting to go over to the communist side. Everybody was flooding over to the Western side. Why? Because we just do things better. Whether it's cook better, whether it's clean better, whether it's cheer on our favorite sports team better, or whether it's make automobiles better. That's where Frontier Auto Group comes in. Family-oriented, while others are worried about and having to deal with corporate Bravo Sierra that ignore you, the customer, and what it is you want, what it is you need. Frontier Auto Group, been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they want to help continue with that support by offering and checking your vehicle if it has a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, or any of those other things that your car talks to you about, because they do these days now, don't they? I know mine even sends me emails. Yeah, emails from my own car. They do all this at no charge. Their finance department as well is there for when you'd buy. They've got the best interest rates and the best options to make sure it's the best experience you've ever had. Frontier Auto Group, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout, 405-262-3355. Frontier Auto Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit okiedokiebakery.com.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd and cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heat Wave only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Could Iran be this stupid and self-destructive? So they're shooting at merchant ships of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, both of which stopped allowing us to use their bases and want a re-approachment with Iran. So they shoot both those guys and they condemn them. So it just goes to show you in that neighborhood that trying to make friends with your enemy never works.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews at the drive. Live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian. Our sister station down the hall will be here tomorrow, broadcasting live as the Summer Expo continues here at H&H Shooting Sports. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend right here at H&H Shooting Sports. Plus, they're open till 9 o'clock tonight, so it's not a bad way to spend a Friday evening coming and getting some practice. We've got the Slovenian kayak and canoe team here. They don't have a Second Amendment in Slovenia, so they're enjoying the American Second Amendment freedom while they're here. And competing this weekend over at the Whitewater Center on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. Some Oklahomans with autism can now choose to add a special mark to their driver's license or state ID card under a new advocate under a new law that advocates say could make interactions with police go a lot smoother. The autism designation is new, voluntary, for Oklahoma driver's licenses and state ID cards. Governor Stitt signed the law back in November, and Service Oklahoma began rolling out statewide this past February. Drivers can opt out during license renewal or replacement, either in person or online. They can choose to display the designation on their card, share the communication preferences with first responders, or both. It's a big deal because families and children with autism or any individual with autism at traffic stops and interactions with the law enforcement, it's not everyone's favorite conversation in the world to have. The Autism Foundation of Oklahoma says more than 300 people have already signed up. but there are privacy protections. They say the information submitted through the designation stays private, and it's a voluntary choice. Advocates say the bottom line is you choose whether or not you're going to have that designation on your card or not. It's also about a communication of safety, and it's not about labels. The autism designation isn't limited to drivers. It can also be added to a standard state ID. More information is available through Service Oklahoma. Service Oklahoma. So have a look at that if it applies to you. I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't know that I would want it myself, but if it's available, why not? When are we open tomorrow, Tim?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. The Summer Expo will continue at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Joe Pags is coming up next. Make sure to drive to work on Monday with Aaron Brillbeck and Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.